Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Being kind and giving to others teaches responsibility, volunteerism, and self-worth. Orly Wabo's book, Kindness Boomerang, How to Save the World and Yourself Through 365 Daily Acts, suggests starting with a family conversation and taking notes. What is kindness? What can family members do to be kind to each other? Which words and actions are kind and which ones are not? What words need to be used more every day, like please and thanks and I appreciate, may I help you? Great idea, I love you. RandomActsOfKindness.org has another 141 ideas to help show kindness. Families can keep track of kindness, reward, and celebrate in their own special way. There is a flip side. What do you do when you have an unkind thought toward your siblings, friends, and others? What can you do when someone is unkind to you? Do you call them on it? Maybe their family has not had a kindness conversation yet and need one. What can your family do to spread kindness? You may want to have another family conversation and plan actions. These are keys to raising healthy children, according to child psychologists. Everyday actions help children show kindness, like carrying something from the car, picking up a candy wrapper, or opening a door, or calling grandparents. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.